Because Penguins Mate for Life, a podfic based on a comment fic by Curtis Soleil and Posey Omeska. This is to say thanks to you both for being batshit crazy. It's very entertaining. From Jaxie. Baby penguin Jamie relocates to the local penguin school not long after the term begins, but even with his atrociously hot foreign accent, he doesn't make many friends. Because baby penguin Jamie is so tiny and wears adorkable reading glasses with large black frames. The other penguins call him a runt, and they make fun of him. There is one penguin, however, that doesn't call him names. In fact, this other penguin always seems to be around protecting baby penguin Jamie from the other meanies by intimidating them with his size. But baby penguin Jamie thinks that this is all because the tall, muscular penguin pities him. His strong protector is called Channing, and baby penguin Jamie very quickly works out that he is gay for beefy penguin Channing. He is indeed super gay for beefy penguin Channing, who one Friday changes position in class and sits down two rows in front of Jamie in penguin school. Beefy penguin Channing takes up a lot of space, and baby penguin Jamie can't even see the blackboard, but he doesn't mind, because he can admire Channing's back instead. After school, they walk home together, and baby penguin Jamie asks Channing if he can maybe have a look at his notes from class, and Channing gets embarrassed and makes up a lame excuse because all afternoon he has been secretly doodling little penguin hearts with Jamie in them in the margins. Baby penguin Jamie asks if he can please, please copy some of the notes he couldn't see, but he doesn't want to say it's because of Channing, because he'd rather not see the blackboard than not see beefy penguin Channing's back. When beefy penguin Channing tells baby penguin Jamie that he can't look at his notes because, he kinda spilled ink on all of them, which baby penguin Jamie knows is a lie because Channing doesn't write in ink, Jamie gets this crushed look on his face, and he thinks that maybe Channing doesn't even like him, not even a little bit, and starts to walk away. But the way his shoulders slump and his voice shakes just a little bit when he says goodbye, it breaks beefy penguin Channing's heart, and he calls out after him that he thinks he remembers most of what he wrote down before he spilled all that ink, and maybe if Jamie wants to come inside, they could, just talk about the class and take notes from memory together. And besides, his mum is making pizza, and she always makes too much anyway. Baby penguin Jamie smiles, a little, sad little smile, because maybe beefy penguin Channing likes him, maybe just a tiny little bit. Enough to invite him over and go over notes from memory, and he feels that it's all a little sad, that he won't be enough for beefy penguin Channing to really like him and play with him after school. But this is better than nothing, because that means they will at least spend a little bit of time with each other and eat pizza. Beefy penguin Channing's mum coos over baby penguin Jamie, and is proud that her son has made friends with such a sweet little penguin boy, and not like Channing's other penguin football friends that are very rude. Jamie is a little embarrassed, but flattered too, and a little sad, because he'd like to be like beefy penguin Channing's beefy football friends, so maybe Channing would like him a little more. After they have finished eating pizza, they waddle up to Channing's room to do some more schoolwork. It's a little awkward at first because, well, they don't usually talk that much. They normally look longingly at one another when they think the other isn't watching. So it's a bit awkward because they feel they should talk, but they are shy. Baby penguin Jamie ends up babbling a bit, and so does beefy penguin Channing, and it turns out that they know all sorts of sweet little things about each other because they've been paying so much attention and they're timid and they're unsure. What feels like only moments later, but in reality is several hours, Beefy Penguin Channing's mum knocks on the door and reminds Channing apologetically, because she really doesn't like his rude beefy football friends, that he's got a football game, and baby penguin Jamie is sad. But he picks up his stuff and he gets ready to waddle home. Channing just keeps looking at him a little strangely, and just as Jamie is on his way out the door, Channing says, "Why don't you come?" Because he just wants to spend more time with Jamie, and this is the first time they've really had the chance to hang out. And then Jamie smiles at him, and it's a beautiful kind of shy smile, and Channing's little penguin heart expands with joy, and he smiles back, a little shyly too. So Beefy Penguin Channing takes baby penguin Jamie with him to the football game, and even though all of his rude penguin football friends tease him and are all, "Oi, what did you bring that runt for?" Jamie thinks that maybe Channing will be ashamed of him. But Beefy Penguin Channing just says something rude back, and then turns to baby penguin Jamie with a brilliant smile, and Jamie smiles back and cheers for him throughout the game, and Beefy Penguin Channing plays the best he's ever played. And from that day on, they are inseparable, because penguins mate for life.